Professional dancers are usually very thin, but a dance group called Big Moves is challenging that norm. Its large dancers tour and perform around the country from member station KALW in San Francisco. Fani Evnakadiz reports.
On a Sunday morning in a Berkeley dance studio, members of the Fat Fly Girls are running through a challenging hip-hop routine full of quick turns, poses, and floor work.
And turn to meet your feet.
Place it, turn to me.
Not one of these dancers could be described as thin. They look like a typical group of American women, ranging from a size 12 to a size 26. The newest member of the group weighs 300 pounds.
My name is Sita Mae Edwards. I've been in the Fat Fly Girls for about a month, and I joined because I first saw them about a year ago, and I had never seen fat girls move like that before, and I just thought it was amazing, and my first thought was, I want to be one.
The Fat Fly Girls are just one of the dance troupes supported by the umbrella organization Big Moves, which also hosts classes and workshops in tap, jazz, burlesque, and aerial dance. The group's founder is semi-professional dancer Marina Wolf Ahmed. She says she started the group 5 years ago because she felt out of place among the svelte dancers at most studios.
Rather than get frustrated or quit dance, I decided to go ahead and start an organization that would primarily provide the dance workshops and classes and events that I wanted to see, that I wanted to participate in, and that I saw there would be more room for me.
That organization now has more than enough room for big dancers in the Bay Area and also in Boston, where a new chapter boasts a hip-hop troupe, a modern dance group, and a budding ballet company. Ahmed says both chapters offer a refuge where amateur dancers can feel comfortable in their bodies. But the organization also serves as a springboard for plus-size professional dancers who want to join mainstream established dance companies.
So that they can grow up, get that training, get that professional development, and then they are the ones who are going to go audition and bang on the doors and say, look, let us in.
There are a few nationally acclaimed companies, Dandelion Dance Theater, Mark Morris, and Bill T. Jones, that do include dancers with a variety of body types. Most notably, Bill T. Jones has featured larger dancers, including the 350-pound male dancer Lawrence Goldhuber. And while it's a stretch to call her fat, New York-based dancer Alexandra Beller recalls that when she joined the Bill T. Jones Dance Company over 10 years ago, critics couldn't stop talking about her voluptuous figure.
It pissed me off that I was getting more attention for my body type than for the art that I was making.
And though Beller has received critical acclaim for her dancing and choreography, she still feels like the unwilling poster girl for size diversity in the dance world.
People can still say, wow, you're a dancer, and you don't look like a dancer. How'd you do that? That's amazing. It's incredible. I can't believe it. Really? Why? You know, and people don't see that as a really prejudiced comment. So we're there, which is a pretty awkward place to be.
With a few larger dancers in professional dance companies, New York Times dance critic Jennifer Dunning says there are signs that the dance world might be slowly changing.
It can make a dance a lot more interesting to have that kind of diversity. Probably there's still quite a prejudice about quote-unquote perfect bodies in dance, though.
And, she adds, there are certain movements that don't look as good performed by heavy, or for that matter, rail-thin dancers. Still, this critic, for one, likes to see bigger performers on the modern stage. And for aspiring plus-size dancers, that critical approval might be half the battle. For NPR News, this is Fani Evnakadiz.